Harper Audio presents Rigged, the true story of an Ivy League kid who changed the world of oil from Wall Street to Dubai, written and read by Ben Mesrick. Author's note: I never set out to write a book about oil. The truth is, I've never really seen myself as that kind of writer. My stories, the stories that turn me on enough to get me to dedicate a year of my life to their telling, usually involve brilliant young kids pulling off incredible schemes, wads of cash strapped to backs, Ferraris and long-legged models, and locales so exotic I need the internet to help me find them on a map. I usually leave the big geopolitical issues to the kind of writers you normally see published in the New Yorker and the Atlantic Monthly. With Rigged, I actually stumbled onto oil. The story I set out to write was as wild a ride as I've ever embarked on, involving a brilliant young Ivy League kid with balls of steel who had embarked on an adventure that involved all the elements a method writer like myself lives to chronicle. But the more I researched this Ivy League kid's tale, and the deeper I went into the world he described, the more I realized there was a much bigger, much more important story to tell. In real life, the kid's name is John D'Agostino. When I first met D'Agostino, he was a second-year student at Harvard Business School. His girlfriend introduced me to him, and I was immediately struck by his intensity. In a way, there was something almost frightening about him. He was young, matinee idol, handsome, and polished. He had a grin that was friendly and engaging, but there was also a palpable edge behind his eyes. Maybe it was just me, but I caught a hint of American Psycho in him, beneath the polish. Not the part that involves chopping up prostitutes in his bathroom after work, but the smoldering fierceness of a young man powered by pure ambition. Everything about D'Agostino screamed purpose, from his perfect hair, combed so severely that you could see each strand, to the perfect suit, pressed so ruthlessly that you could cut bread with the creases. I knew immediately that D'Agostino was the kind of guy I wrote stories about, but it wasn't until 6 years later that I found out how right I was. D'Agostino, still with the same girlfriend, had called me out of the blue to invite me to ring the bell at the Mercantile Exchange in Lower Manhattan, where he was already a vice president at the unbelievably young age of 25. I didn't know anything about the Merc, other than the fact that it was the trading floor that had been featured in the Eddie Murphy movie Trading Places. In fact, I didn't even know that it was the place where oil was traded until D'Agostino gave me a tour of the facilities on my way to the bell ringing ceremony. And it wasn't until I was standing up on a platform in the center of the trading floor, staring out at this crazed mob of Brooklyn-born Italians and Jews, that my mind began to whir, and I had that familiar feeling that I was witnessing something that might be worth writing about. Because the Merc wasn't like anything I'd ever seen before. And this was where the price of oil came from? This was part of how that black juice got into my car? After ringing the bell, I cornered D'Agostino at the bar on the top floor of the exchange and immediately made my pitch. I wanted to write a story about the Merc, about the crazy young men who made fortunes on that trading floor, then spent those fortunes on fast cars and even faster girls, etc., etc., etc. But D'Agostino laughed, telling me that the Merc was only the tip of the iceberg. Then his conversation shifted to Dubai, and suddenly I found myself uncovering a whole new story, one that truly blew my mind. Right then and there, I knew I had the makings of my next book. The problem was John D'Agostino didn't want me to write Rigged. It wasn't just that the subject matter was controversial, involving the secret workings of a world most people had never even heard of. It was deeper than that, an intensely personal reluctance that had to do with D'Agostino's Italian Brooklyn background and the respect he had for the people who had helped him along the way. D'Agostino was on the inside, and in D'Agostino's world, people on the inside didn't talk to outsiders, especially writers. Thankfully, I can be pretty persuasive. Eventually, I did manage to convince D'Agostino to let me write the book. To appease his fears, I renamed the main character David Russo. Other than obvious public figures, I have not used any real names in telling this story. For the sake of narrative and to protect the privacy of the individuals in this story, I compressed certain time periods and altered the identity and background of certain individuals so that they would not be recognizable. Characters such as Gallo and Khaled are composites and are not meant to portray particular people. In the end, after reading the story, D'Agostino agreed to allow his real name in the author's note and in the afterword, which he wrote himself. I know that such an arrangement is unique in a work of nonfiction, but this is indeed a unique book. Unique for me as a writer, and hopefully just as unique for you as a reader.